Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Every Thursday right here, Chris Landry joins us. LandryFootball.com will let you know how you can get all of his information. And Chris, we won't waste any time here. What are you hearing on Arizona State, the story that's out, including Herm Edwards' involvement?
Well, a lot of what has been reported is basically what I know and not much else. I can tell you I'm not all that surprised because the guy that's kind of the, you know, it's all under Herm Edwards and is his deal, but his staff and the key guy on his staff is Antonio Pierce. He's kind of the, or was, probably not going to be anymore, the head coach in waiting, the guy that was going to be the guy, folks don't remember him, he actually played at the U of A, University of Arizona years ago, played in the league for a while. That staff is a lot of ex-players and ex-NFL people that and even the athletic director, Ray Anderson, agent, business guy, close with Herm Edwards, the reason why they hooked up. And there's a lot of guys that just it's not saying they don't understand the rules. They don't really, the recruiting rules, they're not, how can I put this, sharp enough to know how to do certain things and be smart about it. There are ways that you can do to make sure that things don't happen. And, you know, they just are very sloppy in how they do things. And they've just got caught doing some things that, you're going to do stuff like that. You got to cover your tracks and know what you're doing. And they got very, very sloppy. So this could get ugly.
Yeah, and again, Chris, we don't know what each day is going to yield, but there are many people suggesting they don't know if Herm Edwards is going to get through this week.
You know, and here's the interesting thing is, what does it mean for Ray Anderson? Because you're not talking about two guys joined at the hip. They're joined at the heart. I mean, they are like one. So this could be, but they're basically, again, in this day and age, if you're going to do certain things, and I'm not advocating it, don't get me wrong, NCAA is not going to find out anything. When you hand it to them on a platter, and basically, you know, somebody, they've let some people go, and they just, you know, somebody that is a former employee there, but they made it easy. You know, it made it easy for them to go, and it's on tape. They've got pictures. They've got, you know, so it's kind of made the case for them just by being sloppy. And quite frankly, just being dumb, maybe arrogant, just not guys that have not been around the block enough to deal with college athletics. And Herm is a good guy, but Herm ain't, you know, we're not talking about Herm. Herm's in his retirement stage. He ain't busting a grape over there now. He's just, you know, he's just a figurehead guy. And, you know, the guy that really kind of runs it is Antonio Pierce. But you can't, you have to be in control of things. And for, you know, the success they've had, all credit to them. It ain't because Herm is just this, you know, he's more figurehead than getting really involved in it on a day-in, day-out basis. People love Herm. I do, too. so he gets a lot of positive pub on that. But this is obviously one in which they really stepped in it. We'll see how this plays out.
Not trying to sound naive with this question coming up, but how much do you think during the long, prolonged dead period that this was going on across America? In a clandestine way, obviously.
Yeah, I think a lot of it was. I think a lot of, but, you know, there are certain things that you can do. Like, for example, what a lot of people had was, for those that wanted to come on a visit, they could do it on their own with let's just call it a little guidance and direction that's not traceable. So yeah, you could go on campus, visit things, but you know, how foolish are you going to be to go through, you know, a back stairwell and that's got security cameras that shows literally you're bringing a guy up to the coach. You know, that those are the type of things that you got to be smart about. You can accomplish some of those things, which I think probably a lot of people did. But again, it's just being sloppy. I mean, it's just where it is. And I think it happened. I think it happened quite a bit, quite frankly. I just based upon just senses I have when I hear that players kind of, lots of players and their parents and their uncles took visits during the dead period, quote unquote, air quotes here, on their own. Right. You know, let's leave it at that.
Chris, what is the latest on the LSU baseball search?
Oh, I sent you a text. I don't know if you got it. Okay. Earlier this week, I was on campus this week. I was meeting with the football coaching staff, and Scott Woodard came over just chat, say hello. And he said, what did he tell? He said that the Florida coach, O'Sullivan, was nixed by the board before it ever got there because of the off-the-field stuff, as was the guy he knew at Oregon State, Pat Casey. A couple of years ago, had the player that he played in the World Series that supposedly was a sexual assault situation. So LSU is in a situation right now where the whole civic community, the state legislature, everybody in the state, very, very hypersensitive to the sexual assault stuff, which, you know, they should be, but it's anybody that just looked the wrong way is going to be not approved. So that kind of went down, and he told me that the focus was Bianco, that his words was, I've got Skip working on it. So now they don't know if Mike wants to take it. I think people assume that he wants to take it because he's an ex-LSU guy, son plays there. But he did, I had forgotten this, but he reminded me that Mike turned him down, and Scott Woody wasn't there then, but in 2006, when they hired Maneri, Skip actually offered the job to Bianco then, and he turned him down. And they don't know. I think they said Bianco has a daughter that's in high school, and I almost got the feeling that, you know, that kind of Mike's decision. But you know, if Ole Miss wanted to maybe do a better deal for a few more years, that he's close enough. I had forgotten that Mike's been at Ole Miss 21 years. It seems like he was catching for LSU. It kind of seems to me that was about 10 years ago, but the time flies. So I kind of got the feeling that, all right, look, if he's happy where he is, if he can get maybe a little more security or what have you, that he may stay there. But, it, you know, if not, there's kind of a sense that maybe they think that if LSU may afford him better opportunity to maybe take a program, not just to the World Series, which I think Mike has done it once at Ole Miss, but maybe take it to a next level because LSU was a little bit more going for it baseball wise. But there's a lot more pressure there too. I mean, you know, you're not gonna stay. Not that Mike would do it anyway, but you're not gonna stay 10 years at LSU and go to one World Series and survive, you know, whereas at Ole Miss, you know, he has. So I don't know. I think He mentioned the East Carolina coach, Godwin, who obviously has spent a little time with Maneri. And then, I don't know, Scott is the type that likes to go for the big-name guys, but you tell me. I don't think the guy at Vanderbilt would ever leave. Yeah. They tell me that's the best baseball job in the SEC. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that. And they also tell me that the other thing I learned is that the baseball people consider the Arkansas job the next best job because of the border ruling. Explain to me what the border, how they're able to do that with all the border. Anyway, it's probably more than you want to know, but like I said, I'm not into the baseball stuff, but that's what was given to me. I thought of you because I know you're really into the college baseball stuff, but I don't know where that means. I don't know what Mike's going to do. Knowing Woody that he's got a plan, he's got a backup plan, whether it's the East Carolina guy or, you know, maybe there's somebody in the College World Series, if Mike doesn't take it. I don't know how it's going to play out, but he told me that, that was their focus. So that's what he volunteered to me.
Chris, got a few minutes on the other side?
Absolutely.
Some of the questions coming up, Coach Marshall wants Chris's opinion of Vanderbilt's offensive coordinator that they hired, not recently, but they hired Clark Lee, and what that might look like offensively for them. They've got a good-looking freshman quarterback returning. He'd be a sophomore, but got a ton of reps in a year ago. Got some questions about scholarship rules for the future and some other teams, so we'll hold all that back for Chris. Chris, I'll tell you what, we've got a minute or two. Why don't we tell everybody right here with the time how they can get all that you provide, all the content?
Absolutely. LandryFootball.com is the easy way. It's all right there. You can check out the TV shows, the podcasts, all of it. We're working a lot on the previews. If you were to print out the previews, I think they would be like about 20, 25 pages long on every, we're breaking down all the schools, getting all the SEC ones done. So we go through how players graded last year on the team, incoming freshmen, an overview of the offense, defense, special teams. The watch list in the NFL draft watch list for the class of 22, 23, 24. The news and notes of all the comings and going of transfers. We think it's pretty exhaustive, and it gives you everything you'd want to know about the projected depth charts, all of that. So LandryFootball.com, check out the scouting season offer. All of the stuff is there. Less than $5 if you take advantage of the year membership for a month. So check it out.
More Chris Landry as we continue. Bunch of questions here. We'll post his way. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Morning. They've got this truck to the side here, but it is really slow. Just one lane of traffic's open on 65 southbound here at Bethel Road. That's around the 104 mile marker. All that traffic trying to get out of Robertson County right now. Again, here on 65 southbound. That's what we're looking at live, and it's just one lane of traffic able to get around this stalled truck. 65 southbound here at Bethel Road at the 104 mile marker. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Log on today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, tail-wagging, backyard-hanging, and, of course, companionship.
And what breed would you say Satchmo is?
I'd have to go with maybe a lavish terrier-hound-chihuahua-looking kind of mix.
Tremendous dog.
I'd also like to point out Satchmo's coloring, a white, gray, brown, black brindle, simply marvelous.
You know, it's such a treat to watch a dog like this. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance, so common with this group. And finally, the loving face lick. It's great how he just gets in there and, well, licks. Fantastic. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one. Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
DW, how you doing,
my friend? Hey, Daryl.
One thing I think we've learned is how many race fans are in the Nashville market. This is racing territory. For all those people that have sat back and hoped and wished and prayed that the Cup cars would come back, well, they're going to come back to Lebanon, and eventually I think they'll be back at the fairgrounds.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Chris Landry with us. Good question here. I've seen no movement in decades on this topic, but maybe Chris has some keen insight. It's from America 1970 over in Columbus, Georgia. Chris, the question is, any chance the NCAA increases the football scholarship number above 85 with the potential of a couple of teams playing 15 to 17 games going forward in the expansion of the playoffs?
I know there's been like talk, but nothing has taken place. I would think that would have to be under strong consideration. We deal with that in the NFL with more games, talk about more. And, of course, they don't want to do that in the NFL because it costs more money. Well, it costs more money of more scholarships in college, too. But we're talking, not the same thing. I think it makes all the sense in the world to go up with scholarships. To not do it and to have more games just doesn't make sense. But there are a lot of things that don't make sense. I think they should have had more than 85 with the regular 12-game schedule. That's my opinion. So you start throwing in, and that's before you start getting into the conference championship game where you're playing 13 and 14. So I think it's long overdue that they should have more. But I don't know that I've not heard anything that I would trust to say, yeah, it's happening. But all these things are going to start to really get some legs by the football people, by the coaches, once we get this whole 12-game playoff situated and once we get to that point. I think that's going to come. Trust me, it'll come up.
Coach Marshall, big Vanderbilt fan, what does Chris think about the offensive coordinator they hired, David Rye, at Vanderbilt? And, Chris, he's got more of an NFL background, I think, right?
Yeah, he's Cardinals, and then he was at the Packers before. Worked with receivers. Good. Been around some good folks, good up-and-coming coach, good hire for them because, it's hard to go and to get an established, proven guy necessarily there. So went with a young up-and-coming guy. And then, of course, you got Joey Lynch that they brought in, too, that's going to really work and coordinate the passing game for Rye and then, you know, work with quarterback. So look, I think both of those guys are good, young coaches, unproven in terms of what they're going to be asked to do. Now, actually, Joey did a really good job at Lynch did a really good job at Colorado State. And but, yeah, in this role, it's kind of new to them. We'll see. I think they'll do a nice job, but wait and see on this.
Lake Norman Buckeye, ask Chris about Clay Helton. Does he think that Helton would be or is on the hot seat for the season coming up at Southern Cal?
Oh, yeah, I think he's been on the hot seat. And I think, you know, the one thing that I've noticed, and we've kind of tracked it over at Landry Football, the recruiting has been on an uptick. And they got a big one this week, obviously a big-time five-star defensive lineman in from Georgia. Now, that's a commitment. I'm not going to today, you know, we're sitting here in June 15th, 16th, whatever it is. Let's see if that holds up in December. That's pretty impressive when you can do that because we know the trend is the West Coast guys are going east, not staying out west. We'll see if that can continue to improve. I think the issue with Clay has been twofold, is that I think the recruiting hasn't been as good. They've had to change. USC historically was a late recruiting school, meaning they never really adjusted to their early commitments in getting those guys. They always could come in late and get anybody they wanted in Southern California. So when everyone would have like 18 commitments, they'd have five. And then when it was all over, they'd still have the best class. They've had to adjust to it, and they've been slower to develop than most of the big programs. So the recruiting has not been as good, but I got to tell you, they're also very flawed. I don't like that offensive system for what this program should be. They should be dominant in terms of personnel in that league, and they should be much better. They make too many mistakes. I just think, look, I've known Clay since he was a youngster, worked with his dad, Kim, and I just don't know that he's the guy there. And I think financially maybe they're getting closer to the point with an athletic director that's a little bit more outside-the-box thinker. I think that he's got to get things done, and I think it's even more ominous now if he doesn't than previous administration.
Chris, I know you remember this, but I can think back to a time where Southern Cal, not only do you have the fertile California level of recruits right there in your backyard, but I've seen Southern Cal go to New Jersey, Nashville, Georgia, Florida, Texas. It doesn't matter. I'm talking about five-star level talent and get them to go all the way across the country to play there.
Yeah, they do what other big programs in other parts of the country do. It's like, you know, if you're in Texas, you may recruit Texas, but it doesn't mean you won't go out and get an elite player that's, you know, to use the vernacular, five-star out in California. Well, USC's same thing. They would get – they could stay up and down the coast and handle their recruiting, but because they did that so well, they were like, I want to go out and play for USC. It's as recent as Pete Carroll. They could go and get Dwayne Jarrett or anybody from Jersey. That, you'd want to go be a part of that. Sunny, California, be there. Yeah, they could go and cherry pick who they wanted around the country, maybe go get that quarterback. Maybe it was a given year that there are a bunch of quarterbacks in California, but maybe you didn't like them as much as maybe a guy that was in another part of the country. They could go do that. Now it's gotten to the point where facility-wise, you know, coaching-wise, and that's led to the lack of success on the field, where it's just the opposite. The elite players, they're looking at, all right, well, I'll look at the hometown school, but I'm going to go visit Alabama and Clemson and Ohio State and Georgia. And, you know, now so they've got to flip that back if they're going to get back, because in order for the Pac-12 to get back, their lead dog, USC, has to be a lead dog, and they've been anything but.
Are you going to, and I don't even know when this could happen, but I know you've watched some film, but are you going to get to see Arch Manning at any point this summer up close?
I kind of buried the lead because when you asked me about when I was on campus, I met Arch, young Arch, for the first time. The first time I seen him in person. Cooper and Arch were there. They were visiting with Jake Peets and the coaching staff. You know, earlier this week, I think it was Tuesday. Yeah, so they spent quite a bit of time. So yeah, he's going to. What did they tell me? He's going. He's been to Texas, SMU. Well, he went to Clemson, and he's going to Alabama this weekend. So they came over this week and spent some time with the LSU, and then went on campus and tour and did all that kind of stuff. So I am, in fact, Cooper asked me if I'm going to. They did not have the passing academy last year, and I usually go every year. And he asked me if I was coming. I said, "Yeah, I probably can." You know, so let me know. I usually get a call or a little email from them, so I'm not quite sure when the dates are, but I'm assuming if they have the passing academy, I'll go there, and I'm sure he'll be there. And there's always a lot of other good young the campers are a lot of the college kids, so
right.
Yeah, it'd be good to see. But he's Arch is a good looking kid. I had not seen him in person. This is my first time, so yep, it'd be interesting to see I'm almost sensing that we didn't get into a lot of it. I didn't. Well, people want to. Where's it going to go?
Right.
They don't know. They're doing their due diligence, but did say that they thought that by like next spring, definitely by summer, they want to have it out of the way if they can. So that's why they're doing all their due diligence so that he can be a part of kind of helping maybe recruit the rest of the class wherever he goes, but you know that we talk about it, it's also difficult to know even for certain for people that are wondering where kids like that are going to go. So you're so far out, and it's so much tied to the coach. You don't know anymore who's really going to be there 2 years from now, you know. And so yeah, you don't know where things go, but I do know they like Steve Sarkisian a lot. So Clemson may be the favorite. If people want to say that, I don't know that it is, but a lot of people have said that. I've heard that. I know they like Sark a lot. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out and where it goes.
Yeah, and I'm like you. I hear Clemson, but I don't know that.
Yeah, you know.
For
hey,
sure.
Just tell you. Just talking with them, and you know, I said, "That's doing the right thing." They have the resources that more than anybody to go and visit, and they can go and spend as much time and do as much looking. Now, I will say this: that I found out I didn't know all the details, so I didn't realize that Cooper's wife was a Virginia grad, and the daughter, who I don't know, is playing volleyball, they told me, at Virginia. So I don't think Virginia is – I think Virginia is probably going to make the quote-unquote final list, but I don't think that's where – I don't know that. They didn't tell me that, but I don't imagine that he'd go to Virginia. But when you hear Virginia, there's a lot there personally – and then, you know, they're close. The family's close to Mac Brown, you know.
Right.
So I would say that if I had to guess, just based on listening to him, I would have to guess right now that he's probably not going to be playing in the SEC. That would be my guess.
Wow.
How's that for that? The hot take, which absolutely means nothing. I just really don't, because I don't think the Ole Miss thing is going to work out in the end. And I think the school that they're most intrigued by in the SEC is Georgia. But I don't know. I don't know how that'll – we'll see. I mean, it could be completely different 3 months from now. But just listening to the schools and all that, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I'm sure one or two people will talk about it between now and then.
I would think so. Chris, not trying to get the hot take championship here, but just to put into perspective, I can't imagine being Arch Manning, and at that age probably does not have a feel like you and I do of a bigger picture, but I can't imagine walking around campus to campus, being recruited unofficially, officially, etc., and there being a bigger football name on the planet Earth than Manning.
No, because they're, you know, they're family. Quarterbacks. They've been great football families. I was, right. You know, that was very close to the Matthews family. Knew the dad, knew Clay, knew Bruce, known their kids. You know, and that goes, and it's kind of the same thing, but with well, you know, mostly offensive linemen. Clay was a linebacker. But it's not the same thing. It's those are big names, but those are not quarterbacks. Quarterbacks are, you know, the big sexy name, and you're seeing sons and grandkids of really good players, but nobody that's as popular as they are. Now, Cooper says they're doing something. I don't know the details. So Cooper, I may have this right. I don't know. I may have this wrong. I think it's Cooper and Peyton are going to be hosting some show on NBC, and Eli is the producer. It's going to be I think he said NBC picked it up, and it's like going to be like a college bowl show, like a quiz show, like a trivia-ish type, you know, something like that. I don't know when it's going to start. He may have even told me, and I don't remember. So that's a perfect example of they parlayed the, you know, the on the field success, and Eli's more behind the scenes, but they're the type that can pick up the phone and get the NBC head or whatever head and probably get anything done that they want to. There's nothing quite like they are the first family of football. It's what they're called, and that's why they've marketed and as well as anybody off of their on-field successes.
Chris, tell everybody on the way out here how they can get your content.
Appreciate it. LandryFootball.com is where you can check it out, get all the information. You can see the previews. We're coming team by team, school by school. We do it college. We do it the NFL. We break down the game, players, teams, coaches, schemes, college and NFL level. You like football, you'll love LandryFootball.com. It's like having your own scouting department for less than a magazine subscription. It's even cheaper if you get the scouting season offer, which we still have in effect for an entire year. So check it out today. We really appreciate it.
See you next week, sir.
Take care.
There he is, Mr. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Outstanding. Okay, we're clear the rest of the way. Let's go. 615-844-5600, the F&M Bank hotline is open. Give it a call. We'll be right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're still in the clearing stages of this stalled truck, and people are still having to drive around it here on 65 southbound at Bethel Road. That's 65 southbound at the 104 mile marker. That's still very slow down through that section of Robertson County. 500 block of Donaldson Pike. There's just been a crash. 5800 block of Noblesville Pike. That wreck is in its clearing stages. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world famous cotton candy wine. You can check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture the Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard. You see two iconic treats blending together in a mesmerizing swirl of pieces of Thin Mints cookies, Cool Mint and world-famous DQ Soft Serve. You smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. It's a double smile because your two favorites, DQ and Girl Scout Thin Mints, are together in one delicious treat. And the only reason you stop smiling is so you can start eating. The Girl Scout Thin Mints Blizzard, exclusively at DQ. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, co-workers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today maxing out about 90. For tonight, mostly clear, lows near 68. Friday, sunshine, highs 93. Friday night, mostly clear, 71. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs near 92. Father's Day, sunshine, highs near 88. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
Yeah, just don't tell Nick, though. Oh, Nick does not like that. You project an Alabama depth chart. Nick has you jailed. I'm just telling you, don't do it. I'm going to take it a step further, okay? I'm going to take it even further. If Nick thinks you're thinking about an alleged depth chart and the arrangement of that depth chart, he's going to get you. I'm just telling you, he's coming to your home. Don't do it. Post it on the, let's say, Twitter or on the internet somewhere, some team site or what have you, and you're jailed for life. Lucky if you ever get out. Don't do it. Do not do it. Adam, who'd you say we have here? Oh, Jim up in the NYC. Welcome in, sir.
Good morning, sir. How have you been?
Good. I appreciate that link the other day to the article.
Yeah, so the crazy thing, well, I'll get to Herm in a second, but you were talking about SC and recruiting. The problem is right now is that SC is kind of tied into some lawsuit money that's going out due to some off-football things, medical school and stuff like that. So people wanted Clay Helton gone, and though he's got a decent buyout, the boosters didn't want to buy in, and the school didn't want to buy in based on what they're putting out for all these legal issues, shall we say.
Right.
And until that's addressed, I don't know if when Helton's going to go. Now, I know he's on the hot seat, but he's been on the hot seat since he got here. So it's like, wake me up when they finally let him go, and we'll figure it out from there. But the other problem is that, President Folt and Mike Bone, who's the AD, they're just not into the football thing like the old crew was. And for all the problems with Pat Hayden and Mike Garrett, they at least got it. Now there are other issues with them, but this current regime, they're more into trying to be, the Stanford of Southern California and all that stuff. So it's going to be difficult to see what SC does with hiring a decent coach and paying him, and then letting the dogs loose like they did under Pete Carroll. Now, you can say under Pete Carroll it was probably a little too, you know, crazy, but guess what? It's college football. As we're seeing with prim and proper Herm Edwards. I mean, you know, don't hit send, think before you hit send, and he's doing this as I transition to that. That's crazy. It's absolutely crazy that Herm Edwards would be caught in a position like that with his squeaky clean image. I'm just like flabbergasted when I hear this.
Wondering who this snitch is. Some disgruntled former guy they ran off or what?
Well, I mean, that's 1 + 1 = 2 to me, but the question is who, and who did Herm piss off? He didn't piss anybody off. He's one of the most light guys in all of football. So what did he do in order to piss this guy off to completely open up an encyclopedia of violations during a pandemic?
Stairwell visits. Man.
You know me in the pandemic, man. I mean, I'm living at ground zero. We're finally opening things up, and I'm thinking, okay, you're out in the desert. This darn virus is probably going to get killed in the sun, and so we're going to sneak some people on to back stairwells, 12-person van. I'm like, damn, that's pretty darn ballsy for ASU. So, and then it goes back to the link. Well, how is it going to change the balance of power? Arizona State never been a factor. They've had some good years. They've had some good games. They've taken down certain teams here and there, but they're not exactly, you know, SC. They're not Washington. They're not even, I mean, they're barely a MAC school at this point, in my opinion.
How is, you just kind of touched on it, what's it like in New York City right now? Is it feel like the old days, or is it not quite back there yet?
No, it's back. So the way I judge it is traffic.
Yeah.
So going in is bad. Getting home is worse. I've done both trips to either out the Lincoln Tunnel or out the GW Bridge up the FDR, and both take me over an hour if I leave at the wrong time. So today is technically the start of a three-day weekend. Thursdays are three-day weekends in the summer. So Thursday afternoon traffic trying to get out of the city is going to be absolute hell because people take Friday off and get out to the beach or out to the Hamptons or whatever. So I'm going to get clobbered this afternoon because I've got stuff to do. So, but yeah, it's bad. I mean, things are back open. There's no parking anymore with all the open dining, all the street parking's gone. And that's the biggest trick in the book. If you can find parking, so you're not dumping it into a parking garage and paying, you know, $50 a day if you don't get in on early bird special. It's a whole dynamic in New York trying to live here. You got to find the toll spots. You got to find the street parking, or you got to find the early bird, which you can do, you know, for $20 if you're out by 7 o'clock at night. It's a game now. Everybody's got their little way of doing it, but we're back. I mean, whatever back is, it's a zoo, it's a mess, and crime's up, and, you know, people are nasty, and we're no longer a whole society or a fractured society, has-nots, all that. But we're back, surgeries are up. It's going to be a busy summer for us now that everybody's vaccinated, and they finally put the gun to my head that I have to get the vaccine or I can't go into the hospital, so I get my first shot tomorrow. But, oh well, I held it off as long as I could, but welcome to New York, Bill.
Jim, stay in touch, good friend. Appreciate it.
All right, babe. Be well. Be well. Best to everybody down there. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, sir. I couldn't do it. That life right there, I couldn't. I'm not used to that. You got to be wired for that life. You got to be wired correctly for that life. I'm not wired that way. Now, going up there and visiting, that's cool. No, that's cool. But living it, fighting it, day in and day out in a city like that, wow. You got to have the right DNA. I ain't, in the best Southern slang ever, I ain't wired correctly to do that. Good to hear from Jim. Jim's from California. He's a big Southern Cal guy, as you can tell. And no, he knows what's happening out there pretty well. Cool place to visit. No doubt. No. That's the only city I've been in where I'm kind of intimidated just on getting around. I don't know. I know the city a little bit, but getting around worries me. I've never felt that way anywhere else. But in New York, yeah, it's like, which way? Somebody point me to Penn Station, please. And if you know that city, most folks aren't all that happy to help you. Right? We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's heavy, but it's moving on. 24 westbound here up by Harding Place. Still slow. Go from that stalled truck up there on 65 southbound at the 104 mile marker. It's got traffic extra slow coming down through Robertson County. It's been that way for over an hour now. Still looking good right now through Mount Juliet down I-40 headed towards Nashville. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
This is the sound of a blizzard treat at DQ. But it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today to find out for yourself with just one bite, with flavors like Oreo, cookie dough, and more. DQ, happy tastes good.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it again, dominating 2021. This time, $1 million and an all-star win. Up next, a brand new track on the NASCAR Cup Series schedule, Nashville Super Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out at youtube.com/thefinalap. We're doing video now every single weekday right here.
Closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
Quick note here, and then we'll get a call. On Twitter, at Bill S. King, Lake Norman Buckeye. Now, this is interesting. It's a tweet that he links, and it is as follows. Keyshawn Johnson on air said the snitch is former NFL offensive lineman Kevin Mawai. Now, Kevin lived here. Now, he's from Louisiana, went to LSU and all those years in the NFL. But when he was finishing his career, he was with the Titans. And I used to see him at the ballpark, meaning Little League, with his kids. Very super nice guy. Anyways, but here is the link again by Lake Norman Buckeye. Says, Mawai is the one who ratted on Herm Edwards because he was upset he did not get the offensive line job at Arizona State. He was working as an analyst at Arizona State and former player for Herm, but his feelings were hurt when he did not get the promotion. I believe he's with the Colts now. I think so. But I think it's just, I guess he'd be on the offensive line, obviously. That's his area of expertise. I don't know what his level of notoriety is on that staff or anything. But interesting. So the snitch might be somebody very well known. Kevin Mawai? Wow. Jim down in Jupiter. What's up, Jim?
Well, my feeling on that are snitches get stitches. I mean, come on. What the heck is up with that, man? You know? I mean, everyone's cheating. And I'm sure Mawai was cheating with them. And just because he didn't get his deal, I mean, I'm not cool with that, you know? But Herm Edwards, that was just out of – you can't be that stupid with it, right? I mean, you gotta be covert when you're cheating, right?
Yeah, I I'm sure that kind of thing went on at many other campuses, but they probably knew what they were doing, and we'll never know about it.
Or, you know, in my maybe tinfoil hat thing is that they go after an Arizona State. You don't see them going after Ohio State or Bama, you know? I mean, the NCAA has to look like they're doing something, you know? I don't know.
Nick Saban's meeting with recruits' families after 10 o'clock in a stairwell somewhere.
Yeah.
you wouldn't see that story, no.
Well, that you wouldn't see it, and Nick's too smart to do that, you know.
Right.
However he's doing it, he's got a good plan to do it, you know. But no, I was gonna tell you know, you're right about New York. I mean, I'm cool getting around the city like Manhattan and stuff. I mean, you know, just I can figure out the subway system, but I had to go work up there a few years ago, and like getting out to Brooklyn and to Queens, I mean, that's scary. That's like trains, planes, and automobiles, because then you're switching into above ground trains and subways and one bad neighborhood after another. I mean, you know, we're just not meant for that, Bill, us Southern folk, you know?
Hey, quick story. We're up there doing the show, 05, 06, whatever, right in the heart of the city in the SiriusXM area. And they put us up in Newark, New Jersey. Okay, we're not even staying in the city. And I get on the train or whatever at Penn Station. And, you know, you have the various stops before you get to your stop. One of them was Secaucus. And I was getting off the train in Secaucus, which would not have been the right move. And somebody that didn't even know me, Jim, grabbed me by the collar and said, "This is not your exit." I don't know how they knew that. They were right. Save me.
They looked you down and said you weren't meant for Secaucus.
No.
The only thing I know about Secaucus is Goodfellas, so it doesn't sound like good things happen there. But Jim from Ramsey can tell us about that. No, but I'll tell you, I just wanted to promote, us Florida, the Floridian Bill King Show. We're having a little get-together July 17th in Longboat Key. Me, Alan Perry. A bunch of us. I mean, there's too many to mention. Hopefully the Emerald Coast boys will come down. But we're going to get together and have some pops and dinner and all that stuff. So the family you created, you know, we're having our own little commitments here and going to celebrate each other in the show. What do you think about that?
Hey, now the Longboat Key is which key? Like, in what order?
Oh, no, that's not the Key West. I wish it was the Keys. No, that's not by Allen.
That's over Tampa City.
I think it's around the Sarasota area, to tell you the truth. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. I've never been there. No, it's not the Keys. Oh, man, if it was the Keys, we might not make it back. But, no, we're gonna do a day and night type of deal. So anybody that's in Florida and wants to come and join us, no natties required. So even Karen could come, you know? I mean, I know she doesn't live here anymore, but you don't have to have a natty. All of us have natties, though, so far, that I think. I mean, But yeah, no natties required, no cost, just like commitments. You just come, you show up, and you know, BYOB, I guess.
Jim, fantastic to hear, buddy. Stay in touch, man.
You take care, my friend.
Yeah, the Sunshine State Bill King Show contingent is having their get-together. The first annual Florida get-together over in Allen's territory. So if you're in Florida and you want to go to this, just contact them or let me know and I'll put you in contact with them. They can give you all the information. Coming up in July. Sounds like a heck of an event. Hour 3 coming up on the Nashville Hotel.